Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Global financial markets have been plunged into turmoil as Donald Trump's escalating trade war knocked trillions off the value of the world's biggest companies and heightened fears of a U.S. recession and a global downturn. As world leaders reacted to the U.S. President's Liberation Day tariff policies demolishing the international trading order, about $2.5 trillion was wiped off Wall Street and share prices in other financial centers across the globe. Experts said Trump's sweeping border taxes of between 10% and 50% on the U.S.'s traditional allies and enemies alike had dramatically added to the risk of a steep global downturn and a recession in the world's biggest economy. The initiative, meant to help African economies develop through preferential access to U.S. markets, AGOA, will be the biggest casualty of Liberation Day, with some of the poorest countries hit hardest. Levies of 50% on goods from Lesotho and 47% on Madagascar will further deepen economic strife in economies ravaged by drought and poverty. At home, it's a combination of U.S. tariffs and a shaky political coalition that hit markets. Sasol down close to 13%. And the financial counter down 5%, leading the carnage on the JSE, dropping the all share in the top 40 down 3.3% to 86,083 and 79,111 respectively. Wall Street suffered one of its biggest single-day losses in years, while Donald Trump was telling journalists that markets were going to boom after his tariff announcements. The Dow was down 4%, the S&P 500 down 5%, and the Nasdaq was down 6%. London's FTSE down 1.5%. The sell-off continuing on Asian markets, with Tokyo down 1.7%, Hong Kong down 1.6%, and Sydney down 1.5%. The rand a little firmer this morning at 18.77 to the dollar. It's 24.56 to pound sterling and 20 rand 69 to the euro, which is stronger at 110.30 to the dollar. Gold is at $3,110, platinum $954, Bitcoin at $82,692, and a barrel of Brent crude $70.04.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.